Chico is about an hour south of Reading, and it is very similar geographically speaking. So we also get very hot weather in the summer. It can get up to 113 degrees, and we're also in the foothills, so we get a lot of wildfire.
Okay, now you had covered some of the fires that had been in Reading even way back in June and had talked to the fire chief of Reading. What did he have to say to you at that time?
Well, back at the end of June, we saw a severe fire called the Creek Fire, and that actually broke out just a few miles southeast of where the Carr Fire is currently burning. And the Creek Fire destroyed 4 homes and 7 buildings as well. So that was a very bad fire for that time of year. And Fire Chief Jerry Gray explained to me that he was extremely surprised that he was seeing something this severe this early in the season. So let's take a listen to that.
We're just seeing fires burn at a rate that we used to think was typical August conditions. So this brings some pause and makes you ask, well, what's August going to look like?
In fact, Jerry Gray, who you say sadly has passed away since that interview, was able to sort of look into the future and see that in July and August the conditions would be just awful as they are now.
Yes, and part of the reason for that was because he went back and looked at the records from the prior year, and he said he actually saw around double the amount of wildfires this year for the same amount of time early in the summer than he saw the year prior to this year. So he was worried that the fires would get worse as the season moved on and the weather got hotter.
And that's exactly what has happened up there in the Reading area.
Yes, it is, unfortunately, exactly what has happened.
Now, can you place me in space there? We've heard a lot about the town of Reading being threatened, and part of the town actually was engulfed in flame. But is there any danger, at this point at least, of the entire town being consumed up there?
You know, it doesn't look like the entire town is going to be consumed. The area that is burned is kind of on a slopey hillside that starts to go into the foothills. So a lot of people were surprised, though, that it was able to jump the river, because that's not something that we'd seen before, fires that were able to actually jump the Sacramento River, which is very wide. But they do tend to burn in the hillier regions, and the city of Reading does tend to get flatter as it goes down closer to downtown.
Okay, now you've been talking to me about an investigation by Reveal, the radio investigative organization that does such great work. What have they discovered about fires in that area?
Well, they actually found that the Carr Fire, there's been more than 24 fires in that same region since 1947. So that's especially interesting when you compare it to the Santa Rosa Fire, where we did see a really bad fire in 1964 in that Fountain Grove area that burned a lot of homes. So what we're seeing in California overall is a lot of development in these high-risk fire zones that have burned in the past. So it makes you wonder about our choices when we develop these areas in high-risk fire zones and how to manage that.
Okay, Adia, I'm sorry this is about all the time we have for now, but I know we'll be both following the fire season this year, and that's just part of the work we do. So thanks for being willing to join us in that work.
Thanks for having me.